With sophisticated graphics and shot in high quality, this video is produced by the media arm of Al-Shabaab. It's called Inspire the Believers. This man, who calls himself Abu Dujana, says he is from Britain and has a distinct London accent.
I'd like to use my time to talk about the blessings of living in one of the lands of jihad. First of all, before some of us came here, we were living in a society where the people were enslaved by their desires.
Abu Dujana is one of many foreigners appearing on this video who have purportedly gone to fight for Al-Shabaab in Somalia. Others are from Sweden, Pakistan, Ethiopia, Sudan and Kenya. They are trying to lure others to follow.
That for us, a chance to fight for our beliefs is the best thing that can happen to us in this world. And the fact that we may be killed in this path is nothing but a glad tiding.
The video, over 30 minutes long, is part of a series produced by Al-Shabaab aimed at a Western audience. Shiraz Meher of the International Centre for the Study of Radicalisation at King's College London says the group is emulating and even surpassing Al-Qaeda's propaganda tactics.
It's producing high quality videos with great production values in the way that we've seen Al-Qaeda do in the past. They're using Twitter to engage with Muslims around the world to offer instant rebuttal, instant analysis of world events.
Other videos use a news style, with another British-accented male narrating and interviewing fighters. This video is called Mogadishu, the Crusaders' Graveyard. It was produced in 2011, before African Union troops retook the capital from Al-Shabaab.
The Mujahideen, on their part, vowed to crush the Crusaders, and with the permission of Allah, managed to raise the banners of Tawheed on top of their tanks.
Shiraz Meher says it's difficult to put an exact figure on numbers of foreign fighters.
For a number of years, Al-Shabaab was able to recruit openly in the United States, was able to raise funds openly, and in essence put down roots, establish an infrastructure of people and ideology and material in those communities long before law enforcement prescribed it.
The effort by Al-Shabaab to recruit overseas could be a sign of its falling support among the Somali population and of recent successes by African Union forces, says Valentina Soria of London-based analyst group the Royal United Services Institute.
There have been great territorial gains, but those gains haven't been as yet translated into long-term political success, and this will remain the challenge for the new government in Somalia.
Terror analysts say the West should consider how to fight the propaganda war against Islamist groups like Al-Shabaab, as well as winning territory on the ground. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.